Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Love Rules. Today's message is called The Glory List. We're going to read from Genesis, the third chapter, the first through the nine verses. I'm just going to read for the first two or three, but I want you to read the entire one when you get the chance. You know this wonderful story. It's the creation story, or at least part of it. It's about Adam and Eve. Genesis 3, 1 through 9, and I'm going to read about, three verses. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." The Bucket List is one of my favorite movies, mainly because I love Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. The plot is pretty interesting, too. Nicholson plays a corporate billionaire who meets Morgan Freeman's working-class mechanic. The two men have nothing in common except for their terminal illness. While sharing a hospital room together, they decide to make a bucket list, taken from the term kicking the bucket. And they decide to leave the hospital and do all the things they've ever wanted to do before they die. Now, you have to be in the right mood to think about that kind of stuff, because nobody really likes to think about dying. I've conducted enough funerals to believe that on top of the pain and sadness, there's an element of surprise. Even if a person is very old or has been very sick, there's still the tiniest bit of surprise when someone dies. But it's something that we have to think about. Even if we look at it as a shock and surprise, death is a part of life. It's the price we pay to live in this fallen world. And in the book of Genesis, you can see the story. You can see how we get there. And God eventually tells Adam, "Dust you are, and to dust you will return." Now, this is not just the bottom line that we are born and we die. Death is the consequence of sin. Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and he then has to tell them the consequences for that disobedience. But we thank God that death is not the last word. 2 Corinthians 3:18, "And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is Spirit." We know that death is not the end, but it still is something we need to think about. Who likes to think about the consequences of sin? But we have to. We have to know that the consequences of sin are death. The real problem is not really so much our thought of sin as bad. The real problem is most of us are caught up in the pleasure of sin. And that's where the rubber meets the road. You know, God says, no, the consequences are sin of death. But most of us are so used to sinning that we look for the pleasure. It's like eating chocolate. If you know chocolate is bad for you, then you shouldn't eat it. But we eat it because there's a pleasure associated with it. It's a dysfunctional pleasure because it's ultimately not good for us. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden. True pleasure, lasting pleasure, is a gift from God. And this is where we get confused. God created us with the ability to enjoy pleasure, but we get confused. We think that we should be trying to figure out pleasure, but pleasure is a part of God's plan. Let's go back to the text. Adam and Eve are offered all the enjoyment of life in the Garden of Eden as long as they are obedient to God. You can do this, don't do that. There are boundaries in life. There's a word you must live by. I have set a standard for you. You may ask, well, why would God say this? Why would he set it up this way? Well, I think of it as a parent and a child. God knows better than we do. And then the tempter slithers in. And Adam and Eve immediately opt for the short-term pleasure, so-called pleasure, he offers, and the rest is history. And that brings me back to the bucket list. And I know you're wondering, how are you going to get back there? The two characters played by Nicholson and Freeman, faced with their own mortality, start doing the things they've put on their bucket list. They begin an around-the-world vacation. They go skydiving. They fly over the North Pole. But somewhere in the midst of all of that, exploring the world and seeing the most spectacular sights and doing the most spectacular things, they are confronted with where they are, where they really are. And that forces them to think about the most important question. When you really begin to look at where you are, you have to ask where you are going. I'm so glad you're with us today. Here's a special invitation. Join me at Vision New England's GO Conference at the Connecticut Convention Center in Hartford, May 20th and 21st. Hear some dynamic preachers. Be inspired and uplifted while together we learn more effective ways of taking the gospel to our friends, our neighbors, and co-workers in order to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly. That's Vision New England's GO Conference, May 20th and 21st in Hartford, Connecticut. And here's a special deal. If you're a Love Rules listener, you can log on to goconf.org. That's goconf.org. And then go down to the coupons part of the registration. And after you've registered, just type in Love Rules and you'll get a 15% discount. And you'll hear some messages that just may change your life. So join us. I am a list person. I am always about the business of we can do better. There are things we can do. We can treat our neighbors better. We can try to behave better. We can pray more. We can read the Bible more. And we should, but we shouldn't do that thinking we can work our way into heaven. We should do that because we love the Lord. The truth is we are fallen. That is the truth. So an even better way to think of this time is where do we want to go? And how about instead of putting together a bucket list like Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman did, how about we think of it as a glory list? What is God's glory? It's God's nature. It's all of God's perfection rolled into one. It's God's holiness, perfection, his omnipotence, his omniscience, his immortality, his immutability, his unchangingness, his everlastingness. I could go on and on and on and begin to describe all the things that make God glorious, but I wouldn't have enough time. What I'm trying to say is, when you think about this glory list, you can begin to maybe write down or think where you want to go. Where you want to go, what you want to do, what do you want the purpose of your life to be? Think about all the promises that God has made to you. Think about the promises that he's kept. And you begin to understand the notion of real pleasure. Because God's promises cover everything that's pleasurable. Philippians 4:19, my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. So when you think about all the promises of God and when you think about where you want to end up, you can think about the pleasure of giving God God's glory. The list is endless. It's endless. There's so many reasons to glorify God. God gives us mercy. God forgives us. God promises the freedom of truth. We can live more truthful lives. Instead of the bucket list, I'm suggesting that we make a glory list. And then we don't have to be afraid of death. We don't have to be like Adam and Eve and look for the pleasures of sin, the short-term pleasures. Because if we begin to make a glory list, if we begin to just systematically look at the promises of God, look at the gifts of God, look at the grace of God, look at the mercy of God, look at the fact that God is rock solid. He promises and he keeps his promises. His promises aren't casual. If we begin to look at all of that, then we can see that we are on the right path. You know, the older I get, the closer I get to my mortality, the more I glorify God, because I realize that I want to get my life as closely lined up with Jesus as possible. So this glory list helps me keep focused on God. God is not like us that he should lie. God keeps his promises. So when you make a glory list, you're writing those promises down, you're memorizing scriptures, and you begin to understand this real pleasure that we have access to is pleasure in God. Not those temporary pleasures, not climbing a mountain or trying to go to the Taj Mahal, but the pleasure of loving God, the pleasure of obedience to God, the pleasure of serving God. All other pleasures mean nothing. They pale compared to the pleasure of being in the presence of God and being a child of God. So even if you're going through some hard times right now, even if you're suffering, the story of Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman, they were both in the hospital. But even if you're suffering, remember this, our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. See, that's that whole idea of keeping a glory list. Make it your daily meditation when you get up in the morning. I'm going to give God glory. I'm going to list all the glorious things that God has done for me. And then I know no matter what is going on, I will be okay. I think you should make a glory list right now. Just write down how good God has been to you. Memorize it. Live it out. Pass it on. And you will be blessed more than you've ever been blessed just knowing how good God is. Thanks for joining me. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will reign if you love.